Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The children's book, Cora, An All Alone Girl by Elaine Vanderburg, is the story of a very intelligent young lady who feels trapped because of her family being poor. She has no father, she has a poor mother, feels out of place with other children in the community and the school. Searching for ways to escape, she found herself and her hopes through books. This is one of a children's book series by Elaine on overcoming challenges. Elaine has always enjoyed reading books, but never imagined writing one. She has published 4 children's books: Chloe, the Left Behind Angel, Timmy, the Timid Cloud, Sammy, the Sad Salamander, and Cora, an All Alone Girl. And author Elaine Vanderburg joins us on This Week in America. Hi, Elaine. Welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, and thank you.
Really excited about what you're doing in this children's book series. We're talking specifically about the book Cora, An All Alone Girl. We'll mention all the others as well and give you information on where you can order these books by Elaine Vanderburg, our guest. I gave a little bit of background there. Tell us about Cora. Tell us what her life is like.
Her life is very restricted. She has no friends. She does not participate in school activities or any after-school activities. And her home is just an apartment over a garage. And her mother works such long hours, she's seldom around. She also lives in a family of low income in a very high income community. And this is very painful for her. She's intelligent and understands, and understanding makes it even harder for her. So she escapes into another world.
It's a fascinating story, and one, as you read about Cora, talk about what she goes through with at school and with her friends, the bullying that I would assume happens, the isolationism, because the other kids are in a different level, aren't they?
One example is she was asked to read a paper that she had written that her teacher was praising her for, and the school classmates made fun of her and laughed as if it was something stupid. Anything she did that she was praised for, they ridiculed her for. She found that very discomforting because she was a good student and she worked hard to keep her grades high. And as a matter of fact, her grades were quite extraordinary. They caught the attention of the school and other people, and that's what saved her.
We're talking about the book Cora, An All Alone Girl by Elaine Vanderburg, our guest on the program. This book and others in the series available wherever books are sold, Amazon.com, for example. Her website, Elaine's website, is booksbyelainev.com. I'll link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How does Cora cope, and how does she find her way out of all of this?
Well, what she did was probably not right, but she left school, but she interrupted any mail that the school sent to her mother, and so the mother never knew that she wasn't going to school anymore. But she was keeping up with schoolwork by virtue of getting the class work. But she did her work in a library. It had good lighting and good books, and she could sit there and be alone but be happy because she was in her environment, an environment of intelligence. And in doing so, her actions were noted. As I said, it wasn't right for her to skip school, but school had already skipped her.
Yes.
It was too difficult.
Very resourceful young lady who got education but did it on her terms in the library. The library plays a very important part in Cora and her development. Talk about that and the love that you have for the library and all of the knowledge that's there free for our taking.
Well, that's the part that resonated because I have been involved in a library and I find the work of a librarian so, it's so different from when I grew up. Now there are outreach programs to children to get them in to reading and learning. And that is what saved Cora. The librarian noticed that she was there, but should have been, looked like a school-age girl, and why wasn't she in school? And they got to chatting, and the librarian became her, I don't want to say savior, but the person who saw through her weaknesses and found her strength and helped her conquer her world.
Yeah, the name of this book is Cora, an All Alone Girl by Elaine Vandenberg. The book is available wherever books are sold. Elaine's website is booksbyelainev.com, and we'll talk about the other books in the series here in several minutes. How did you come up with the character Cora? This was not the first in the series. You've been developing some of these characters as you go. How did you come up with Cora? Is that based on anyone you know in particular?
That's funny that you should ask, because I honestly do not know where Cora came from, but I can say that about all four of my characters. I didn't plan to write, well, in the first place, I never planned to write four books. Secondly, Chloe came as a bedtime story I was telling my granddaughter, and easily 30 years ago. And so it took a while to get Chloe into print, but I don't know where she came from. And when I finally got around to writing it down, and it's funny that I did remember it to write it down, after I wrote it down, Timmy just stepped right out there, followed by Sammy. And I think it's because each of these addresses a childhood problem. Chloe, it was a case of not being able to keep up with others. Timmy was about bullying. Sammy was about living with physical handicaps.
Yes.
Or possibly, or other two, but this one was largely physical handicaps. And of course, Cora was about being intelligent in case of poverty and how she got out of it. So they were all kind of sequential, but I didn't plan it that way. It just happened.
You know, it's interesting what you came up with as you're there with the granddaughter and tell me a story. This was not something what you had planned for weeks. I'm going to tell her this particular story. It just came to you, as I understand it, as you were there with her trying to, just have a chat and get her ready for bed for the evening. It's almost like this was inspired, wasn't it, that you came up with it with a story that you did in Chloe, the Left Behind Angel.
Absolute. I have yet to understand it myself after all these years. I'm not a good one for children's stories and bedtime stories. I will read, but I don't tell. And it amazes me I can't explain it. Very simply, I can't explain it. I really can't explain any of my books except once I got going, that's what happened.
The books are receiving rave reviews, all four that you will find on Elaine's website, which is books by Elaine V, as in Victor, .com. Elaine Vanderberg, our guest on the program. Book available, of course, at Amazon, all of the usual places. After you wrote Chloe, once you decided to write that and you recalled the story that you told, did you see this as a series of children's books, or did that just evolve as well?
It just happened. I cannot explain it. I really can't. In the past, I wrote probably 8 short stories, very much on the... Each of my short stories that I wrote years ago were based on each one a single character, just as my children's books are.
Interesting.
Maybe that's the way my mind works. I can't explain that either.
Well, it works in wondrous ways. You are able to touch young people and touch parents as well, because as they read these books to their children or with their children or from their children, by their children, they sort of see the world through a child's eyes, a little bit different perspective than we often get as parents and grandparents. What are some of the themes that you like to talk about? This book series talks about overcoming adversity, believing in yourself. Those, of course, are common in all of the books. What are some of the themes that you think are important to state to help young people, to guide them as they go through so many issues in life?
I guess my bottom line is very simply one word: believe. Believe in yourself, believe in what you can do, believe that you can make it. There's bumps in the road, but you can get over them if you try and if you believe that you can get over that bump, whatever your bump is.
You know, once you write the books then have to be put in book form, in this case a children's book with illustration. Talk about that. The book covers are so well done. The story is so well laid out and displayed as well. What was that like to get like the book cover and to get the appropriate graphics for each story?
Oh, I'm sorry you asked that.
Okay.
I largely did it all by telephone and internet. I would say they would send me a picture, and I would say yes or no, and by they, I mean the publisher.
Yes.
I have no idea how. I would not particularly have designed the covers the way they did, but it works.
Well, it does work. It's attractive. It captures your attention. If you're looking online and you see the covers, or you're in a bookstore and you happen to see the covers there as well, there are 4 books in the series. Started out with Chloe, the Left Behind Angel. You've got Timmy, the Timid Cloud, Sammy, the Sad Salamander, and Cora, and All Alone Girl that we're focusing on during today's program. That's 4. Are you working on 5?
I've pretty much wrapped it up. this whole thing, I don't understand. I don't understand publishing. I don't understand any of this. When I submitted Chloe, I thought, there, I washed my hands of the whole thing. I gave the book to a publisher, and that's all I had to do. Surprise. shocking surprise. Once I got into it, I could see the complexities of publishing. And, of course, distribution and publicity and all that. And it's pretty much beyond me and my capabilities. I cannot do more than say yes or no to a project. I have not the ability nor the physical ability to do any of this. I'm an old lady.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that, because you talk to authors and first-time authors, even those that have been doing it a while. That's a whole different skill set, isn't it, to try to get the book published and to do marketing and do the illustrations that we were talking about. The creative part of it you've got down, and then you have to turn it over to other people. It's a whole new world that you're dealing with, but the end product is four really well-written, meaningful books, inspirational books for young people. What is the age group? I put this under children's books. What age group are you designing this series for?
Basically, it starts a little young and works its way up. So Chloe would be like 4 to 7, and Timmy 5 to 8, Sammy almost any age, and Cora a little bit older, maybe 8 and up.
Yes. What did you read as a child? What books were available to you, and were there any that made an impact on you as you were a young person going to the library to get books?
Well, first of all, I read every book I could get my hands on.
Ah, very good.
But to remember, in the back of my mind, I can remember one that was very important to me, but I just don't remember details anymore. It's too difficult for me to remember.
Well, it's interesting. They all shaped who you are, didn't they? I mean, this was the foundational part of your life, and you spent it reading in the libraries, and that helped develop who Elaine is. This book series will do the same for all of you, all of your young people. As you were reading, as you were writing these books, the four in this series, you've got the grandchildren, don't know how old they are now, but the one was very young when you wrote the first book, Chloe. What was it like seeing the world sort of through their eyes and what they were going through? What impact did that have on you? I mean, bullying is something now, we probably had it as kids, but we really wasn't called bullying then. We've got all these different issues now. What are your thoughts as you look and see what children are going through today, all they have to deal with?
The funniest thing is, remembering my childhood, I don't know if I was lucky or I saw it through gold glasses, but I do not remember anything negative. I was lucky. I don't recall if there was bullying in my school. I wasn't aware of any negativity. And now that I am aware of what children are going through in school and how much they've aligned themselves, plus and minus, and how the pluses pick on the minuses, and it's so cruel. That's why the point of my books is, don't let that get you down. You can rise above it and find a way to enjoy your life. Maybe you don't see your life as others see it, but if you enjoy it, that's all that matters. And really, I think by reading as much as I did when I was younger, it gave me a wider view of the world. And I keep wishing I had a magic wand and could change things.
Wouldn't that be nice? I mean, I can remember the library card and getting it and carrying it around proudly and making it sort of like my driver's license at that young age. I mean, this was my key. This is my passport to life and the world. And it sounds like that was yours as well. With that library card, you could go about anywhere, couldn't you?
Yeah. Yes. I would go anywhere, and I've traveled a lot, and I have yet to find a place I wouldn't like to be. There's always something interesting there, just like there's always something to read in a library.
Well, it's always there, and it's so important with young people, and I don't know whether it almost seems like libraries are sort of being downplayed, and you've got everything online now. Why do you need to go to the library? There's something about walking in a library, isn't there, and the aroma that comes from all of the books that are there and turning the pages. It's a special world, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And the interesting thing is I live in a very small community, and yet within driving distance there are three libraries. Each one is active in sponsoring activities, and what more can I say than activities?
Oh, yes.
To draw people in and to keep them involved in the process of reading, which along with reading comes a little bit of a word called learning. And the more you learn, the more capable and more interesting your life will be, and the further you go with your life.
You're a supporter of the libraries, as you mentioned, and of course, focusing these. This is where Cora found out where her life was and her sanctuary was. You're a supporter of the arts as well, an artist and a supporter of the arts. Talk about the importance of that as well. That's something that as school budgets get tight, one of the first things they cut is like some of the art projects, art, music, all of that category. How important were the arts to you growing up and now as you are an artist yourself?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that upsets me the most is when a school cutting its budget cuts the
yes.
arts, because art and music are so important. Art is a form of self-expression. Music is too, but music is more of a group, usually a group, the kind of music I'm thinking of.
Yes.
I'm very much involved in symphony music. There's just, it expands your horizons and kind of gives you a little happy place. If you have, like, if you came in my house, you'd go nuts. I've got art. I've got anywhere from 3 to 10 paintings on every wall. And each one of them, I look at it and it reminds me of a place I was, or a character I knew,
yes.
or something in life that is so important. And soon I'm going to have to cut down on my art and keep just the ones I want. And I can't decide. I'm sitting here right now looking at a wall of four paintings, another thing I've collected, and I think each one of those is important. I bought it for a reason, and I
yes.
like it. And yes, that's what art does to you. Art gives you kind of a warm feeling.
It's sort of like there's a story behind everything, isn't there? It's not just a painting that's up on the wall that takes up space. It's attractive. People like it. Obviously, each piece of art for you and for so many people, there's a story behind that.
Right. You don't just pick up a paintbrush and start to draw or
yes.
fiddle or something. Well, some artists these days now have interesting techniques, but they still have something driving them to create this look that they do create. It's all a case of expressing yourself, and you don't express yourself without education,
yes.
learning.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think art and music are important for every student to take one or the other class.
Yes. Well, they really are, and you've done such a wonderful job in promoting that with your four books. The four books by our guest on the program, Elaine Vandenberg, Chloe, The Left Behind Angel, Timmy, The Timid Cloud, Sammy, the Sad Salamander, and Cora, an All-Alone Girl. All of these are available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold, and at Elaine's website. It's books by Elaine V, vasinvictor.com. Our guest, Elaine Vanderberg, V-A-N-D-E-R-B-E-R-G. A book receiving excellent reviews. I've read teachers getting copies and having in their classroom parents picking up copies that will give them a bedtime story and a point of discussion with the young people as the day is concluding. And for kids, it's a great chance to be thankful for their daily blessings, those messages brought about in Elaine's books, and encourage kids to be kind. Boy, in the social media bullying age, that's a very important message. So all of that and so much more in this series. I'd like to thank Reader's Magnet Self-Publishing and Marketing Company for arranging our conversation today. And Elaine, just briefly at the end, I know you've worked with Reader's Magnet in the business part of getting this book out there. What's that been like working with Reader's Magnet?
Well, they signed me up for a book signing, and I had a little badge to wear that says Elaine, an author, and I must say it was like it's surreal. It was surreal, and I guess I sit here thinking, oh, I wrote some books, big deal. But if people read them and talk about them, that's all I want. But encourage children. That's all you got to do. Encourage them. Don't slap them down and say, oh, you stupid. Encourage them to find something that they're good at and push them to improve.
Those lessons come alive in the book series by our guest, Elaine Vanderberg, a series of books on overcoming adversity, believing in yourself. Elaine, it's been a pleasure. Elaine, the author, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for joining us. Congratulations on the success. And if you do come up with a book number 5, let me know and we'll talk about that as well.
Well, I thank you for including me. It's been interesting and a little bit terrifying.
No reason to be terrified. You did an excellent job in talking about this excellent series of books that you have written. Again, Chloe, the Left Behind Angel, Timmy, the Timid Cloud, Sammy, the Sad Salamander, and Cora, an All Alone Girl. All this available at Elaine's website, booksbyelainev.com, and links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.